So I did not look at our reading time before I decided what I was going to talk upon. But if you were in the adult class, we're in Romans 4. So I'll start with a question. Has everybody received a gift before? Any time in your life? Pretty sure the answer is yes, right? Have you ever received a gift that left you speechless? Not because of the size of the cost, but because of what it was, or because of what it meant. Father's Day was just a little bit ago. I'm sure if you have children, you probably received a gift. And could have been the best gift in the world, right? Is that gift going to last forever? Do you still have the gifts that you got when you were children? Or maybe even last year? You still use the gifts? Or have you used it a couple times and tossed it in the back of the closet because it served its purpose? Or maybe it's the best gift, used it once, and you accidentally broke it, right? You might have to throw it away. So those are gifts that we can give to each other here. They're not eternal, but when we think about the gifts that we get from God, we're talking about blessings that are deeply personal, eternal, and life-changing. James 1:17 tells us that every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. This means that the very best things in our lives, our very breath, our families, the peace that we have, our purpose, all begin with Him. So what are some of these gifts? The gift of salvation, Romans 6:23. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the greatest gift, not something we earn, as we discussed in class tonight, but it's something received by grace. Jesus died and rose again so that we could be forgiven, restored, and have eternal life. There's no greater gift that we could have. Acts 2:38, Peter tells us, or says, repent and be baptized, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit lives in us, guiding, comforting, convicting, empowering us to live in truth. Romans 12, Paul explains how the Holy Spirit gives gifts to each of us, like serving, teaching, exhorting, giving, leading, showing mercy, not for our own glory, but to build up the body of Christ. Whatever gift you have is not random. It was handpicked by God to serve others. Sometimes we overlook simple gifts, like the strength to get through the day, peace in hard times, or even the ability to love those who are hard to love. These are also from God. So here's the important question. What do we do with God's gifts? Do we put them in a safe, locking them away to try to preserve them, hide them, or hoard them? The answer is no, right? We use them to love, to serve, to reflect His goodness. We share them. 1 Peter 4, verse 10 says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace, in order that, well, this isn't in order, but in order that everything God may be, or in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. So, touching back on the points, the gifts that we have, let us be thinking about our lives and our service to God and our brothers and sisters in Christ, and our responsibility to the lost. Without God, and without Jesus and His sacrifice, you know, we will be hopeless. What we earn, the gift that we're, not the gift that we earn, but we talked about tonight, we didn't earn our gifts, right? They're from God through grace. So if you are outside of Christ, if you've not made that decision in your lives to be baptized and have your sins forgiven, maybe you're here tonight and you are a child of God, but you're struggling with your walk, or if you'd like to learn more, now is definitely the time to come forward, or if you're not comfortable doing that, see somebody afterwards, and we can help you. Let us remember our gifts from God. We can all stand and sing.